Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Silverado High in Victorville is hosting the district's special education prom this school year on April 15th with a carnival theme. On the line to tell us more is Madison Cramsey, an instructional aide in the special education department for Victor Valley Union High School District. Thank you for joining me.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here today.
Start by telling us about Silverado High's special ed prom.
Yeah, just to start, we are Silverado High School. We are in the ESN department. We have the amazing opportunity to host our ESN prom here at Silverado this year. The ESN prom bounces from high school to high school in our district. So last year, Adelanto High School got to host it. The year before that, it was Victor. Now it's back at us again. So we're super excited to be hosting it here. As far as our ESN department, ESN actually stands for Extensive Support Needs. This is a new term that we've been using now instead of like the SPED or anything like that. We've switched over to ESN. And those students have a vast array of physical and mental disabilities. It's not necessarily anyone in particular. We have students of all ages and ranges. We even have adult programs within our district. So our students go from their freshman year here all the way up until they're 22. So we're hosting our prom. Our prom is a free event for all of our ESN students in the Victor Valley Union High School District. So not a single student has to pay to attend this prom. We will be having roughly 400 students and staff that are expected to attend this event, and they're going to dance the night away. Or in our case, we're going to dance the day away because it is in the middle of the daytime. So we're really excited. It is something that our district's been doing for quite a while, and we do have a lot of fun. It's like, it's an amazing thing to watch if anybody ever does get the opportunity to go. It's super cute. All of our kids get dressed up. All the staff gets dressed up. And every school always goes above and beyond. And this year, we're trying to go just a little bit more above and beyond.
Who's involved with this event?
This event is involved with our ESN students. So like I said, there are 300 to 350 students and about 100 staff members that'll be attending the event. But obviously, there is a lot that goes into planning the event. So we do ask our ASB, so our Associated Student Body here on campus, they get involved. And she has roughly, I would say, like 50 students that are in her ASB that help out with the prom, as well as we are asking some other clubs and sports. On our campus, we do have something called the Do Something Club. We're all involved in that, as well as we are asking like all of our high school cheerleaders to come and get involved as well in the planning process, and as well as the day of the event, because obviously things have to happen on the day of the event as well. But it is a really good opportunity for our general education students to have a chance to come and spend time with our special education students, because they don't always get the opportunity to combine and hang out with each other and get to know each other. So it is a cool thing for them to come together. This year will be the first time Silverado High School will be hosting a student-led council for both Gen Ed and our ESN students. And they'll be the ones that are actually doing the majority of the planning and giving ideas on what we should do, how we should build things. They'll also be involved in the actual building of things, such as putting up, you know, decorations and all of that. And we're going to also assist with the ASB team as well. They're going to come in and help and do whatever they can. And this honestly is a great opportunity for both of them, because it definitely builds a bond between the two populations of students. And it helps give our ESN students the feeling of autonomy and some kind of power and feeling like they're involved in their school program.
Discuss the importance of inclusivity.
Yeah. On our campus, we obviously we try to do our best to keep our kids inclusive in with the regular population students. Unfortunately, it can be kind of difficult because we're on kind of a little bit different schedules during the daytime than the regular gen ed students. That being said, we still will go to all the pep rallies. We try to have lunch together occasionally. There's a lot of things where we try to coexist in our school and our realm. It is nice. We did start our Do Something Club here on campus, and myself, as well as another instructional aide, and then our teacher in our class, we're the ones that are in charge of the Do Something Club. And the Do Something Club is a good way for us to coexist on this campus. So we have half of the club is gen ed kids, and then the other half of the club is actually our ESN students who decided to join the club as well. And it definitely helped bring some camaraderie into our school and into just how we do things here on campus. And it's definitely, like, over the years with doing things, we definitely have some good, like, togetherness, and it's been really cool. And the more we do with Do Something Club, the more we're together on this campus. And I would love for every school to be like that throughout, you know, the world, obviously. So it is a lot of fun. And our prom definitely helped show that we are all here. And it is, like, super cute for them to come together and make something into, like, a magical day for these kids.
I'm speaking with Madison Cramsey, an instructional aide in the Special Education Department for Victor Valley Union High School District. They are hosting their special education prom on April 15th of this year. Why is this event important to the students who will be participating?
A lot of them are super outgoing kids, and they love to dance. That is probably the cutest thing about this prom, is them dancing on the dance floor, and they literally go above and beyond. And obviously, we want to show our love to these kids as well. They work just as hard as anybody else, and they go above and beyond for other students too. So it is nice to just give back to them and show them that we love them and that we care about them and that we're going to have a fun day celebrating them in the end of the school year.
What reactions do you see from them when they attend their prom?
Honestly, I don't think I've ever not seen a smile on every single kid's faces as they walk through the doors. It seriously is, like, the most amazing thing to see how happy these kids are. One of the big things we do at prom is every school in our district announces a prom king and queen. And honestly, it is super cute when they announce the prom king and queen, because there's no, like, oh man, I didn't win. Everybody is screaming and yelling and clapping, and they're so excited for, like, whoever wins. Doesn't matter what school they're from. Like, it's super cute. And it's a definitely memorable moment for not only the people who win, but the kids that are watching their friends win prom king and queen. I know, like, the week after, one of our students came and she, like, wore her crown, and everybody was, like, gloating over her, and it was super cute. And we just absolutely love doing something like that. And it is super cute seeing all their faces and all their smiling and cheering on their friends.
What's the theme of the prom?
We're really excited. I'll explain a little bit from before. In the past, last year's theme was, like, Enchanted Forest. There was, like, fairies. Some of the gen ed students dressed up as, like, fairies and mythical creatures and stuff like that. And they interacted with all of our ESN students and danced with them. And it was very pretty. It was very elegant. And it definitely every prom we had in the past. I know the year before that, they actually had a really cool dancing giant robot thing, which was really awesome. But this year, we've decided to do a carnival theme. Obviously, we're still keeping it classy because it is prom, so it will be like a fancy carnival, but we definitely want to take their prom to the next level. So on top of all, you know, the food and the dancing, and obviously the pictures, we want to have things like circus entertainers and carnival games where they can actually win real prizes and activities for them to hang out with and play in. We want to do the cartoon artist to draw those fun pictures that you see. And then we honestly, anything you can think of, we probably have it on our list of things that we want to make happen at this prom. And if we can get to make it, like, the biggest prom we've had so far, that would be absolutely awesome.
Now, of course, it costs money to put on something like this. How much do you need to raise?
At the moment, we don't really have a set price on how much we want to raise. Obviously, the more we raise, the bigger, the better, the more we can do. Obviously, things are expensive. We do have to provide food. We have to obviously do rentals and things like that. If we want to get like carnival games, if we want to get prizes for all the students, then those types of things will cost money. And we are requesting donations in two different ways, though, either in a monetary form or in any service someone may be able to provide in order to give our students like a top tier experience. We want to raise as much funds as possible and literally go above and beyond for these students. Like, these students have worked so hard all year long, and it's definitely something that we want to go above and beyond for them. Now, if there is anybody out there that would like to donate, or if you have any other questions about donating, they can reach out to our school, Silverado High School here in Victorville. We are asking them to ask for Gabby in our student store, or they can email her at gsantiago@bvuhsd.org. And that's G as in Gabby, Santiago@bvuhsd.org. So we are requesting pretty much any form of payment or any service that someone may provide to make this the biggest and best prom we've ever had here at the district.
And just to throw out some ideas, I assume you would like a photo booth and decorations and food and beverages.
Correct. Like, you know, those like big balloon arches, like we would love to have those things. Decorations are obviously the biggest things that we need donated. If there happens to be anybody who knows some circus entertainers, that would be absolutely wonderful. Because we definitely want to make this like a full carnival experience, along with them dancing and having fun and doing everything like that as well.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I've been speaking with Madison Cramsey, an instructional aide in the Special Education Department for Victor Valley Union High School District. They are hosting the district special education prom this school year on April 15th. Anything else you want us to know?
Yeah, our school actually does offer what we call our clothing closet. It's where students can go, you know, if they need extra clothes at home or if they need anything like that. But during prom time, we do offer formal attire to our students. Some of our students, unfortunately, can't go out and buy brand new stuff for prom. So we do want to be able to offer them stuff within our closet. They get to go in there and they get to try on things and they get to, you know, dance around and make sure that they feel confident in whatever they're going to wear at prom. So if there is anybody out there that would like to donate any formal attire, and we would need sizes literally from like an adult extra small all the way to adult 2 and 3 X's, and that's for both girls and boys. If anybody would be interested in donating like dresses or button-ups, ties, slacks, anything like that, shoes, dress shoes, heels, honestly, anything under the sun, they can always reach out to our school or they can come drop it off at Silverado High School in the front office, and our front office people will know where to send it from there.
Tell us again how to reach out in case someone does want to make a donation.
So if anybody wants to make donations of any formal attire or anything like that, we do ask you to just call our school directly, or you can just come on in and drop it off. There's nothing formal that needs to be done there. As far as requesting donations, we are requesting donations in the monetary form or in any kind of service. So if there is a party planner who wants to offer their services or anything like that, photo booth, DJ, anything of those sorts that would like to offer their services, they can always reach out to Gabby in our student store. We are at Silverado High School in Victorville, and they can also email her at G, and G as in Gabby, Santiago, and that's S A N TAIGO at BVUHSD.org. And that is her district communication. So she'll be able to handle all of the information on how to donations, as well as we will be offering tax write-off for anybody who does donate either money or their services.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for making this a more inclusive world. And we hope this year's prom is a huge success.
Thank you so much. This, honestly, event will not be possible without the help of our community through these donations. And honestly, prom will also offer an opportunity for businesses to showcase their awesome services too. So we can't wait to work with a lot of these people. And we thank you for your support, and thank you for our community for helping us out. Can't wait to bring together all this for an amazing opportunity for this amazing group of students.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.